Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Romans. For those who may not know, where is the book of Romans? In the Old Testament or the New Testament? New Testament. So if you turn to the back third of your Bible or a pew Bible, which I hope you're bringing your Bibles by now, those who attend regularly, and those who are visiting, I strongly invite you to bring your Bibles with you when you worship. So I think it's a great blessing to be able to get the feel of this wonderful book that has all that we need to find our way for salvation right here. And get to know it. Romans, turn to the back third. You'll start with Matthew in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. What's right after the book of John? Acts, and then what? Romans. So, all right. Once you find that, would you please turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We'll begin reading at verse 9. Once you find that, I invite you to close your Bible on your finger and stand with me. Raise those Bibles high above your head and let's say our Bible pledge loud and proud this day. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 18. The Apostle Paul tells us, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As Jay was talking about the joys and concerns, don't forget to take your study guide home that Cliff Soppy prepared for us today based on today's message. Take that home that we have a little devotion as you say your prayers for those who are in need in this church. Can you believe that this church... When I say this church, I don't mean this building, but you, the people, the church, have been around in Warsaw for 160 years or more. Anybody here for that long? No. Jay, did you raise your hand? Oh.
No, I may look that way.
Oh, no, okay. But anyway, you know, in the written history of our church, it begins on January 8th, 1850. January 8th, 1850. And the Methodist Episcopal Church South bought a lot and erected a small building for church purposes. Our history says that the lot was located on Washington Street, and services in this church were often held in union with Presbyterians, Disciples of Christ, and other denominations. So even in our very beginning, we were very supportive of the community as we are today. Services were irregular during the Civil War, and I can't imagine why. But can you imagine that? I mean, seriously, for a moment, this war on this soil. Can you imagine worshiping in those times? Some of us had never even had to worry about that. Maybe, you know, some of you who have gone to war may know what that feels like, but those in this country who have never done that really have no concept of how that feels to be able to worship while war is taking place all around you.